And what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats have done it again. I've talked about it multiple times. Unless they can, if they can't weaponize the Constitution against you, they don't have anything to do with it. In this case, they're just burning it to the ground. They could care less about the Constitution. The Constitution says when they impeach someone in the House, that the Senate has to take it up and do a trial on it. That's what the Constitution says. But Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, they could care less about what the Constitution says. They're going to write their own rules in the middle of the game. As I mentioned yesterday, just can you imagine if they did the same thing when Nancy Pelosi impeached President Trump twice in the House, not because of factual information, only because they had the votes. But nonetheless, they impeached President Trump twice in the House when Nancy Pelosi was there. And both times when it went over to the Senate, because of Chuck Schumer, they took it up. Why? Because it's in the Constitution. I'm sorry, Mitch McConnell. Because of Mitch McConnell when President Trump was in office, because of the Constitution, they took it up. But now Chuck Schumer, he's the leader in the Senate. And Chuck Schumer is saying, we don't care about the Constitution. We're not going to even pay attention to that document. Who cares about that document? That's what he's saying about it. Who cares? Burn it. It's not pertaining to us. We get to make up the rules. We get to say that we are above the law, but no one else is above the law, just us, because we make up the laws. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have done it. They have completely done it. Well, Mitch McConnell trying to act like he's upset about this. Do you think Mitch McConnell's upset about this, Shannon?
I don't know.
I don't think that Mitch McConnell's upset about this at all.
Yeah, he could. I mean,
I think Mitch McConnell personally, I think Mitch McConnell is completely fine with this.
I mean, I don't think why would he pretend he cares? I mean, he's on his way out.
He's on his way out.
He's retiring. He's not running ever again.
This is going to be part of his legacy.
Well, I mean,
I would have to say, because this is happening while he is the minority leader. This is happening because Mitch McConnell allowed the Democrats to take control over the Senate because of Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is the reason why the Senate is in the position that it's in right now. And he's trying to act like he's upset about this. I don't think that he even cares. Listen to this clip that I have for you, because right after they basically tabled this and said that they're not going to even do the trial against Mayorkas because of the criminal activity that he was doing, Mitch McConnell, he has a statement after Chuck Schumer. Watch this.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The motion is to agree to. The Senate, sitting as a court of impeachment, stands adjourned, sine die. Majority leader is recognized.
For the information of members, there are no further votes today. Now, I remind all members that we have very serious business ahead of us in the next few days, and we'll keep you informed as to schedule as things can get scheduled.
So he basically saying, look, you can go home. We'll let you know what the schedule is going to be like, because we're not going to do anything right now. The way I'm seeing this is that Chuck Schumer just said, we're going to table this and we're not going to take up anything. We'll let you know what the schedule is pretty soon. So just wait until the smoke dies down on this, and then we'll come back. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Supposedly, they're going to talk about it again today. That's what one of the senators said. But as of yesterday, they said it was unconstitutional and voted it down.
That's interesting. The Democrats saying that this is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Well, listen, now here it is with Mitch McConnell. Listen, Mitch McConnell. I don't trust Mitch McConnell.
Republican leader is recognized. The Senate will be in order. Would senators please take their conversations to the cloakroom?
Madam President, we've set a very unfortunate precedent here. This means that the Senate can ignore, in effect, the House's impeachment. It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have in effect ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. Had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
Y'all see that? Y'all see that? You see that? So here it is. We got Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell acting like everything is fine.
I don't think he acts like things are fine. He says it's a very dangerous precedent.
I take that back. He's not acting like it's fine.
Yeah.
But I think he's acting like he cares. And I really don't think that he actually cares. Yeah. I don't think that he actually does.
You know what? Well, let's open up the phone line. Let's see what if anybody out there wants to chime in on what the Senate just did yesterday. What do you think?
Yeah, I would like to know.
You know, I just put the hotline number up there. Let's hear from people. They're saying, well, that this vote yesterday in the Senate, it could cost some Democrats their seats in the Senate coming this new election cycle, because there are people that are moderate Democrats that are angry about what's going on with the border, and this is a slap in their face. What do you think this is saying to those Democrats in Chicago and New York?
Every single Democrat their seats.
I mean, this could be.
But you know what? It needs to be the nail in the coffin for the Democrats, and it needs to be the nail in the coffin for these Rhinocrats. They need to be dealt with as well. We don't need either one of them.
Well, it was down party lines.
Because both of them are the reason why we're in this predicament right now.
But this particular thing was voted down party lines.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, all Democrats voted,
to keep Mayorkas there. Don't just table it. We don't want to talk about it. Mayorkas is innocent. And they're trying to, they're actually trying to say that this was politically motivated. They're trying to say this was policy. They're impeaching Mayorkas based on policy. Well, if the policy is open borders, someone needs to be impeached. Am I wrong? Well, I mean, what is that? If the policy's based on, he's being impeached on policies, and they're talking about never, Chuck Schumer says never in the history of this nation have they impeached someone based on policy. He goes on to a whole spiel.
Trump
we'll get into
it.
Some of that.
They did
and,
to Trump.
And, oh, my goodness. They did it to President Trump because they don't like him.
Two times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And literally the Senate.
They didn't have any evidence on President Trump. They did it because they had the votes.
That's right. And the Senate took it up and voted against it.
Yeah. Listen to Ted Cruz. Can we put the number back up on the screen? Listen to Ted Cruz as Ted Cruz hammers him. Watch this.
Sorry to say that my friend from Kansas is not wrong. In the 237 years of our nation's history, I don't know that there has been a more shameful day in the United States Senate than today. What we just witnessed was a travesty. It was a travesty to the United States Constitution, and it was a travesty to the American people. And it's important to understand why the Democrats did what they did. We're here on the Senate floor right now, but I want the record to reflect I'm going to do a very accurate count of the number of Democrats who are with us. That would be zero, other than the presiding officer, and somebody has to preside. Not a single Democrat senator chose to come to this floor and listen to one word of evidence. When it comes to the Constitution, the Democrats concluded that Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, defying federal law, ignoring the text of the statute, deliberately releasing criminal illegal aliens over and over and over again, that's just hunky-dory. You can't impeach him for that. Every Democrat just voted. By the way, every cabinet member, guess what? You've just been given a blank slate. Ignore the law. When Democrats are in charge of the Senate, the entire cabinet could ignore the law. It is no longer impeachable in Democrat wonderland when a member of the executive branch openly defies the law. By the way,
I like how he said that. Yeah. Is Democrat Wonderland?
Yeah, he's like they can
do whatever it is
they're
that they
in charge.
Do.
We can ignore the law, he says. You know, and that is so true. I hope people are listening to what is happening in our Senate. When the Democrats are in control, there is lawlessness, there is weaponization of the government, and this is a clear, and you know what? They don't even let any of the people that you guys vote. If there's a Democrat listening, you voted for a Democrat, your Democrat elected official is not allowed to have their own free thought. They have to get in line. And if they don't get in line, they will make sure that they are exiled, that they don't get money for reelection. In the Democrat Party, you want to talk about a cult? That's a cult.
Yes.
Right there.
That is 100% a cult. 100% a cult. So listen to Blackburn. Oh, we have a phone call?
Yeah. We got a phone call. Let's take it.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, well, this is Randy from New Hampshire. How are you?
Hello, Randy. Glad you called in. What you think about all of this? Do we still have a constitution or what?
You know, honestly, I think that with everything that's currently going on, this is nothing more than a distraction. This whole impeachment should have been brought forward at least a year ago. So the fact that both sides are now, during an election year, going and putting on this political theater is a joke. I'm ashamed of the Republican Party. The Democrats have already shown flat out just exactly where they stand with this country. And because of everything that is currently going on with our nation, there are far more important things than them bringing this forward with the impeachment of Mayorkas and voting it down. That's obviously they were going to do that. And the fact that McConnell is getting up there trying to put on his whatever that he thinks he's doing is absolutely disgraceful. The best thing that any American can do right now is not even give them the time of day.
I agree.
And to focus on what's going on with this country, which is being invaded, it's being cyber attacked, it's, you know, our infrastructures are being attacked right now. People need to, like, seriously buckle down. This summer of love is going to be nothing like you've ever seen before, and we need to come together and pull together all our local communities and get ready for crises that you can't even imagine.
You know what? You're so spot on. Our country is on the verge of imploding, and it's not even being done by an external force. It's being done by the people that's been elected by other people in our own country to allow this to happen. They're burning our Constitution. They're not even following along with it. You know, I've talked about this so many times, how the Democrats, and I call them the Democrats because everything that they're doing is evil, they do not adhere to the Constitution. They only care about the Constitution when they can weaponize it against us. This is unheard of.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I mean, they've been trying to destroy the Constitution for like over a century now. And the fact that our, you know, the other side, there's no left, there's no right. It's the same damn bird. And you know what? There's only right and there's wrong. And what's going on right now, the waste of time that they're even taking our tax dollars, having this impeachment brought to the floor, they're a day late and a dollar short. This should have happened back in 2021.
Yes.
When they first started this, when we had a chance to do something about it.
Yep, and they let the time elapse for this very reason, and so many people are so sick of the Republicans with no backbone, no spine, no weak knees. They bend over for the Democrats and don't do anything. Randy, I want to thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much, sir. You're spot on.
Thank you, Will.
All right. Okay, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, I want to play something for Marsh from Blackburn, what she had to say. And also, we will be going back to your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. This is really important. You want to get this information. They are burning the Constitution.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.